Welcome to Product Brand Management Chapter 11. This chapter is about brand extensions. The objective of the chapter is to understand the concept of brand extensions. Now first let's look at what a brand extension is. We'll look at the kinds of brand extensions and we'll look at some of the advantages and disadvantages of brand extensions. So a brand extension is a strategy that can actually considerably reduce financial risk by using a parent brand name to enhance a consumer's perception, which is actually due to the equity that the parent brand has built, the core brand has built. Now, existing brand name basically is extended to a product of a different category or sometimes the same category, and that is called a brand extension. In other words, a brand extension is when you take a basic core brand, you launch a new product, and you give that new product the same brand, just in a basically different way, in a slightly different way. What it does is, how does it reduce financial risk? It reduces financial risk because at the end of the day, you're just building one brand that you've already built. So if I launch a Coca-Cola and a Coca-Cola Diet Coca-Cola or a Coca-Cola Zero, as they're called Diet Coke and Coke Zero, the fact is the brand Coca-Cola has already been built. The brand Coke has already been built. So you don't have to spend extra money building the name Coke again. What you really need to do, and you reduce your financial risk because when you're launching a brand like Coke Zero in the market, there is already a certain amount of equity which the brand Coke commands in the market. So if you have a Coke Zero or a Diet Coke, you at least know that there'll be a certain amount of acceptance in the market. On the other hand, if I launch instead of Diet Coke, if I call it something completely new, I have to first of all spend money in building the new thing, in the new brand. And also I'll have to have this risk, I'll have to face this risk of whether or not the market, the consumers, even the wholesalers or the traders, will they or will they not accept the new brand? How will the market react to it? That is all financial risk. A brand extension is one way of saving costs, if not to a great extent, at least marginally you end up saving costs because you also save extra brand building costs and you reduce your financial risk. It occurs when firms enter markets that they had not previously been present in under the name of one of their existing brands. Now let's look at some of the types of brand extensions. There are line extensions, image related extensions and unrelated extensions. A line extension is basically a product extension. So in our example of Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola is the parent brand. It has been extended down the line as Diet Coke and Coke Zero. Now these are called line extensions. Basically, if you have a product and you launch a new variant of it, say you launch a new flavor, you launch a new packaging, you launch a new size, those are called line extensions. Now technically they are more product extensions than brand extensions, but they are studied under brand extensions because you're still leveraging a certain brand in the same category of product, just in a different way. Image related extensions. In an image related extension, a brand can actually use its image to either go up or down the consumer value chain. So for instance, if I have a certain brand of, say, car, now that car brand may be worth, say, 5 lakhs or 6 lakhs. Now, if I understand that that brand of car is not being able to command the kind of price which I'm offering it at, which is 6 lakhs, what I might do is offer a variant which is much lesser and call it something else. So, for example, in case of a Ford Fiesta, Ford wanted to launch the Ford Fiesta new design. And at the same time, the basic volume driver of Ford Fiesta, the car that already existed in the market with the old design, that was a volume driver. So what they did was they started calling it the Ford Fiesta Classic or the Fiesta Classic. Classic became basically a sub brand for Ford. It's an option for saying, instead of saying a Ford Plus, a Ford Fiesta Plus or a Ford Fiesta Minus, they gave it a different name called Classic. We see these examples around us all the time. If one were to move a brand downwards, one could use words like economy, classic, deluxe, or friendly, or consumer, or something like that. These are the words that brands tend to use. or light. For example, when Jet acquired another low-cost airline, Jet Airways, when they acquired a low-cost airline, they rebranded it Jet Light because A, they wanted to use the name brand, the brand name Jet, in order to be able to leverage the equity that Jet already commanded in the market. On the other hand, they also wanted to ensure that people don't confuse this new low-cost airline with the actual full-service airline that Jet Airways already has. So they rebranded it Jet Light. Now, Jet Light, for instance, is not a patronizing term. Jet Light just basically means that we've taken some of the baggage off and we are offering something to you at a lower cost. This is the most important part of an image-related extension. You cannot patronize a consumer by saying that I have reduced the features by calling it a Jet Minus or a Jet, Jet No Frill. You can't say that because that would be patronizing the consumer. What you need to say is you'll have to actually make an innovative name to add to the brand and say, all right, this is a lower cost variant of the same brand, but I'm calling it something unique, like a Jet Light or a Jet Deluxe, I could call it. That would also be a pretty good image related extension. Now, you also sometimes move the brand up in case of an image related extension. So for instance, if Jet tomorrow were to launch a higher end airline, a higher end than its current full service Jet Airways, what would they call it? They could call it Jet Super or something like that. So instead of, so there would be Jet Light, Jet Airways and Jet Super. That would become the portfolio of brands that they have extended both ways, vertically, up and down. And this is an image related extension. Now there are also unrelated extensions. A lot of companies have so much inherent equity in their brands that they can actually get into a new product category, a completely new country, a completely new market, and they can still use their existing brand name for a completely unrelated product. Classic examples are Tatas and Godrejes and the Birlas of the world. What does a Godrej do? Godrej, quite a few years ago, was only known for locks and cupboards and stuff. Now, Godrej is actually known for a whole host of consumer products, including a chain of departmental stores, Godrej Nature's Basket. Now, how has Godrej been able to manage this? The Godrej name, which was associated with cupboards and with locks, was slowly extended to one category, then to two categories. Now, these were completely unrelated extensions. A Godrej Nature's Basket is completely unrelated as a product from a Godrej cupboard. That doesn't mean that Godrej does not make cupboards anymore. It just means that Godrej has been able to leverage its brand equity in a completely unrelated product category and yet be successful. Now that's an unrelated extension. Now to understand a few key points of brand extensions, they bring about brand distinctions based on attributes. They can be extended to a totally unrelated category. They can be extended to meet the diverse needs of a specific target audience and based on the distinctive competence of the company. There are more characteristics, I'll come to them. So there are more key points of brand extensions, I will come to them. So for example, brand distinctions based on attributes. Coke Zero or Diet Coke, it's a special change in the product attributes itself, which is why a distinction in the brand has been made. Now, when they're extended to a totally unrelated category, I gave you the example of Godrej and Tata's, which have plenty of brands within the same parent brand name. Okay, they can be extended to meet the diverse needs of a specific target audience. So, for example, a Jet Light, it has been extended downwards, an image-related extension, to ensure that people who don't want to spend that much money on a full-service airline still interact with the brand, still end up adding to the company's top line by launching a brand which is specially for them. Now it's based on the distinctive competence of the company as well. So if Jet were to launch Jet Super tomorrow, then that is based on their competence of being able to provide airlines with a certain amount of luxury attached to them, with a certain amount of services attached to them. Now we believe that they already have this competence, which is why if they launch such an airline, it will probably work. It's also based on distinctive tastes, components or ingredients. It can be established on the premise of strong attributes or performance characteristics. They can be based on benefit associations. They can be established on consumer attitudes or beliefs. And brands can be extended on the basis of the brand essence, which in a way actually represents its core. This last point is actually important, because if you look at the examples of all big traditional Indian companies like Tata's, for instance, the core of the brand revolves around a great organization with great values, ethical systems, ethical processes, corporate social responsibility. These are the associations you have with the Tata company. Now, if that is the core of Tata, the brand, any category in which Tata the brand is extended will automatically get these characteristics associated with it. So whether it's a Tata Tea, or whether it's a Tata Motors, or whether it's a Tata Consultancy Services, you will notice that every time you hear the word Tata, the basic associations, the core associations of the word Tata are the same. And that is why when you extend on the basis of brand essence, which in a way represents its core, you're actually strengthening the new product that you're making. Without even thinking of a new brand name for it, you've already strengthened the product in the market. You've ensured that, like we said earlier, there is acceptance in the market for the new product. Now let's look at some of the advantages of brand extensions. The advantages are that it can actually strengthen your brand image. It reduces the risk perceived by the consumer, because if a consumer is buying a Tata product or a Godrej product or a Coca-Cola product or a Pepsi product, they already have certain associations with those brands. So from the point of view of a consumer, the risk is reduced. Also, it increases the likelihood of gaining distribution and trial. Again, if traders, if distributors, if wholesalers, if the entire supply chain in the market is actually inclined towards the brand, then it becomes easier for the brand itself to gain proper distribution and trial by consumers also. Now, it increases the efficiency of promotional expenditure, because you can actually, for instance, if a Coca-Cola wants to promote its entire range of Coke, Coke Zero, and Diet Coke, they can do it in the same ad. They don't need to have three different ads, although it's a good idea to have different ads for product attributes that are so specific. Having said that, if they wanted to put it in the same ad saying we have a range of cold drinks coming from us, they can actually do it, and that sort of increases the efficiency of promotional expenditure. Some more advantages: the save cost of developing a new brand. This we discussed earlier. Instead of creating a new brand from scratch, strategizing for it, communicating for it, and spending a significant amount of money on it, you can actually have an existing brand with an existing equity, launch it in the market under a different variant name, for instance, and that will actually save you the cost of developing a new brand. Also, it offers variety to consumers. It increases the efficiency of packaging and labeling, because a part of your packaging is already developed. The colors of the packaging, the guidelines of the packaging will typically have some sort of affinity to the parent brand's packaging guidelines. It reduces the expense of introductory and follow-up marketing programs. The feedback benefits are that it enhances the image of a parent brand. It sometimes actually helps revive a brand. So for instance, there are brands like silver bullet brands, like we call them. For example, for Mercedes, SLS AMG was a silver bullet brand. So if you remember, a few years ago, say about 5 or 6 years ago, Mercedes wasn't the top luxury car manufacturer in India by sales anymore. That position had been taken over by BMW, and then Audi was number 2 and Mercedes was number 3, and basically Mercedes was fighting for the number 2 spot. Some of the problems because of which Mercedes landed in that spot were that the design philosophy of Mercedes was considered very dated. So if people were interviewed about would you buy a BMW or would you buy a Mercedes, a lot of the younger people said we would buy a BMW, because a Mercedes is meant for a little bit of a fuddy-duddy kind of a person. Supposing the person is a little older, if you're 60 and you've arrived in life, you buy a Mercedes. But if you're 30 and if you're a successful entrepreneur at 30, you won't buy a Mercedes, you'd buy a BMW. Now that's the kind of perception that had formed over the years for Mercedes, because of its dated design philosophy. What Mercedes did was actually quite intelligent. They had a whole new design philosophy made for them. Instead of launching a new car or a new set of cars with the new design philosophy and then talking about it, they actually launched the SLS AMG, which was in the sporting arena, a very, very expensive car, endorsed at the time by Michael Schumacher. The design philosophy was very, very contemporary, actually futuristic, if anything. It was very sporty. It was very, very un-Mercedes-like. Now, that design philosophy was, over a period of years, adopted to all the products of Mercedes. And eventually, over a period of time, as the perception was changed, because of the SLS AMG, the perception of consumers actually changed. Consumers started looking at the SLS and started thinking that if this is the design philosophy of Mercedes, it can't be that bad. This is actually contemporary. This is actually sporty. So over a period of two years, when the new designs were launched, from the very bottom of the pyramid, even the E classes and the C classes, everything had a new design philosophy by Mercedes. As soon as that happened, consumers automatically accepted it a lot faster. And as soon as they accepted it, Mercedes has now come back to the number one position as far as luxury car manufacturers in India by sales numbers are concerned. So that is how sometimes an extension of a brand can actually help in reviving a brand. And also it can help facilitate subsequent extensions. A lot of times an extension can help clarify what a brand really means. It can also increase market coverage by bringing new consumers into the brand franchise. Now, how does this happen? Especially in case of image-related extensions. You have a certain niche, a certain segment of consumers that you're targeting. Now, you move the brand up, or you move the brand down, or both. So there's another segment of consumers that you've now started targeting by moving the brand up, and another new segment of consumers that you've now brought into your fold by moving the brand down. So instead of this middle segment here, now you've actually extended your brand vertically, extended your coverage vertically, and you have a lot more people that are now covered by your brand, that are now brought into the fold of your brand. And that is how you can actually increase your market coverage. It also increases quality association, like in the case of the SLS AMG. So the disadvantages of brand extensions. There's sometimes loss of reliability, there can be image damage, there can be less awareness, and there can be a lot of competition in the other categories or the other segments in which you're now launching your brand. Now, there is a thought in the brand strategy circles that brand extensions aren't a great idea. Now, those are the people who actually look at these disadvantages and say that you have a brand, don't spread it too thin. Have a certain number of variants and all, and that is okay. But if you're going to be launching new product categories and giving your brand to that product category, you're actually losing reliability, you're actually losing some part of your image. And that is a disadvantage of brand extensions. Having said that, these things have to be taken on a case-to-case basis. How strong is your parent brand? How much equity does it have? You have to do a lot of research to understand whether or not consumers will accept your parent brand in a new product category or not. And if the research results actually come out to be overwhelmingly positive, then you can actually go ahead and do it. But there are times when you should refrain from doing it. For example, a Mercedes, if it decides to launch, say, water bottles tomorrow, that will not be a good idea, unless the water bottles are also based on the same Mercedes design philosophy, in which case they will actually sell. So Mercedes, before launching a water bottle brand, should actually look at a lot of research. They should look at some sampling. They should look at how consumers in the real world, through focus group discussions, react to this new product which is branded with Mercedes, and then say, all right, we've decided to launch a new product category with our brand name on it. So let's summarize this session. Existing brands are extended into a product of different categories. The types of brand extensions are product related, line extensions, image related extensions, and unrelated extensions. We looked at the advantages and disadvantages of brand extensions, and we said that organizations should actually take utmost precautions and have a foolproof strategy when it actually plans the brand extensions. A lot of this strategy is based on the research that I was talking about. Thank you.